She's feisty, she's funny, and she tells it like it is. Get ready for Empower Readings with Corby Mitlide. What are your opportunities right now? What are the possibilities? Ask Corby and cross the bridge from fear to fearlessness and fly. Here's your host, Corby Mitlide.
Good evening, or as we say in this chilly upstate New York, hello there. It's Corby Mitlide, and you're listening to Empower Readings. Tonight is called Punt. Our original guest had a last-minute bigwig meeting, and I certainly understand those. So she will be on with us at a future date. That means, darlings, you've got me. So I thought what we might talk about tonight, it's an open mic night, first of all, which means you can call at any point to talk, to have a reading, to do whatever we need to do. That number is 248-809-3474. That's 248-809-3474. And one of the things I thought we might concentrate on tonight, since we're now officially in December, is so what's going on for next year for you? Now, there are a couple of quick ways we can figure this out. So here's the offer. When you call, I'm going to want your birth date, but I don't need the year unless, you know, you're proud of being 39 for 46 times, whatever. Because I take the month and day and I calculate that with next year's master number, which is 5. 2 plus 0 plus 1 plus 2 equals 5. That gives me a single number. And that is your personal year number for the year. And I will do that for people that call. We'll also be pulling a significator card for you. This is one of the traditions that I've been doing for myself for lo these many years. And it is amazing how they all work together. I did it a little early this year because I knew that next year is going to be a 7 year, which is a resting year, a sabbatical year for me, a year where I take care of me. So I said, let's get it started prepping for it a month early so I can ease into it instead of having to jackrabbit out of the starting gate on the first. So I pulled a card from Tarot, I pulled a card from the Fairy Oracles, I pulled a card from my Dakini deck, which is a deck from the 80s, 90s that is very collage, Middle Eastern oriented. I pulled my rune for the year, I pulled my medicine card for the year, and all of them were amazingly focused on what I need to do. All of them talked about change, rebuilding, life force, getting ready for the world not to look like it did for years. And we've got our first caller already. Yes! All right. I believe we have Irene. Is this my Reenie, Irene?
It is. How are you?
Oh, fine. And how are my neph dogs and niece dog?
They're very good. Now everybody's into the bones now, so all is well.
We have to explain, we're not talking zombie dogs out here, but Reenie, like a good dog mom, is very, very careful about where she gets the treats for her pups. So since I get all of my meat from our wonderful local farm, Sapbush Hollow, which is grass-fed, pasture-raised, organic, all those good things, I save the good, safe bones to bring to the puppies. And they'd never had bones before this week. And so this was big deal. And there
was a big deal.
So, Renala, what can I do for you?
I don't know. Why don't you, I wouldn't mind a card pull for next year.
Okay. We
What's
can absolutely
going on?
Do that. Yeah. First, let me find out what your, what your numerology is for the year. When is your birthday, babe?
11/12.
11/12 and the year 5. Okay. Next year is a 1 year for you, which means that this year has been a 9 year. This has been the system dump year where it was your job to get rid of everything that didn't work. You'd outgrown. Was never you in the first place. Make sure everything is done. You know, have a little burn ceremony. New Year's Eve, because that's when God takes your life's etch-a-sketch and turns it over and clears it out so that next year is nothing but wonderful, fresh, yummy energy. Rock and roll. Now, awesome. As far as the debt, go ahead.
I said, that's awesome. It's a whole new start.
Super. Now, I've got a couple of decks we can use. We can use standard tarot. We can use the fairy oracles. We can use the spirit of the wheel, medicine totem deck. What's your pleasure?
I would go traditional.
Traditional. Okay. Yeah. Hold on. Let's pull. Okay. It's interesting. It's the Knight of Swords card. Now, the Knight of Swords can be two ways. When it's a romantic kind of question, I'll very often call that the archetypal Italian guy, jealous, possessive, wants what he wants when he wants and doesn't care whose blood's on the sword. When we're taking it from a more archetypal idea, then I would say next year is going to be full goose bozo. It's going to be high pressure, high stress, but in a way, it's going to be good stuff, because I know that you do the pendulums and the craft work, and I think that you're going to be extremely busy with that. That is going to take off big time. And I'm also hearing you start to do a little more rescue work on the puppies. Okay? Your dogs know how good a mom dog you are, and so you are going to find opportunities coming out of the woodwork. Remember that even you, the great Renala, can burn out. So choose your battles. Make sure that you get enough time for you. Because if you want to really do the creative stuff, you can't do it when you are physically and mentally running on fumes.
You know, that's interesting, because when we first met a few years ago, you picked up on that too. And I've really focused.
Did I?
Yeah. Yep, the first time you ever read me. You picked up on that.
Well, you and know that true. I don't remember.
I know. But it's interesting. It's still coming up as a constant reminder for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, we all have personalities, type A, type B, and you're very type A. Wound. You want to get it done. All right. Now, is that Bogo, Coco, or Shadow in the background?
No, that's your boy. That's your Bogo. Come here, honey.
Bogala! Hi, it's Andy.
I know, isn't he cute?
All right.
Well, thank you.
All right, we got another caller, so let me get to that. It is always a pleasure talking to you, and thank you for getting us started with a bang. We'll talk to you soon. Okay, we have Tony from Utah.
Hello.
Hi, Tony, how are you?
Hi, and how are you this evening?
Terrific. What can I do for you?
Well, I was looking for a reading. It centered around some things that are going on in my life right now with finding a job and while I continue to work on my own business. So okay. I wanted to see what's coming up.
Okay. First of all, let's take a look at the year, my girl. What is your birthday, month, and day?
0724.
Okay. All right. Now, next year is going to be a 9 year for you. If you were listening, you heard what I told Rainey just before you. So this year has been an 8 year, 2011. That's the year that it was important for you to get your foundation solid. Because when we get our foundation solid, it's a lot easier to hold the metaphysical garage sale and get rid of stuff. So the thing that I will tell you is anything started in a 9 year usually doesn't have a lot of sticking power. So if you get a job next year, realize it will probably just be a temporary sort of thing. Doesn't mean like a temp position, but it means you're not going to stay there forever and ever. Your business is probably going to be what you want to concentrate on. But when did you start your business?
In August of this year.
Fine. An 8 year is a great year to start a business. It may not take off as fast as you want next year, but the year after that, 2013, it's going to rock and roll. What kind of a business is it?
It's a business. It's counseling. It's like emotional, behavioral, and holistic health services for youth.
Fabulous. Now, when you say youth, are we talking Rugrats, teenagers? What are we doing?
We're talking teenagers, 13 to 18.
Oh, now you see, they're the ones that I love. Those of us that have never had kids, we like them after they're out of the diapers and losing the teeth. We like them when they're smart asses like us. So good. All right. What I'm going to do for you is I'm going to pull an entrepreneurial spread, because my sense is, yeah, you can go and find a job to, you know, beer and Skittles on the table, but your self job is the one you want to really concentrate on. So let's take a look at how to do that. The first card I pull for you is your own card, and that's the Wheel of Fortune. That says you're ready to take the risk, and it is what you're excited about. So you're ready to crank it up. The energy around the business itself, it's the Nine of Cups. It's the Wishes Fulfilled card. This is what you've always wanted to do. Well, duh. All right, the next card is a brick and mortar location. Now, it's interesting. It's justice. And if you're going to be doing counseling for teenagers, I would suggest that you get somewhere near court, a law office, something like that, where they're going to be legally working with troubled kids, and you may have a good in that way. How to market it. Okay. It's the Emperor card. And the Emperor is the benevolent dictator, the one who knows everything. So you're going to have to come across like you know how to handle these kids. Don't be fluffy bunny, precious moments. We'll take good care of them. It's we've been there. We've been through teenagehood, whether you've raised them, whether you've been one. And the other thing about the Emperor is people know that if he's around, there's a solid foundation and they're safe. So make sure that that also enters into your marketing.
Okay.
All right. People who will come to you, it's the Ten of Pentacles. It used to be called the Wall Street card. Now that's kind of a dirty name, so I don't want to use it. But what it's telling me is people who are willing to put money into getting their kids straight. So you are not all going to be doing pro bono and, you know, like two nickels to rub together. You're going to be dealing with people who say, I don't care what it costs. I want to make sure that Stanley gets his head on straight and gets into college. Your competition. The Tower card. Your competition are going to be crisis management services. And your kids are ongoing crises. They, you know, crisis services are acute, not chronic. And you're going to be dealing with the kids who have for a long time needed someone who got them. So realize that you have to position yourself a little differently. All right, finances. Right. Four of Swords, that is a rest period. It's some stagnancy. It's feeling a little constrained. So finances will be a little tight, but it is worth it to get this sucker off the ground. What you need to know that you don't? Seven of Swords. I want you to make sure that every single thing legally is buttoned up, that you cannot be accused of anything because you have a disgruntled teenager who said, oh, she did this and this and this, because I see that somebody could see this as a cash cow kind of thing. Great. Let's sue her because I was in the room with her alone. And so, you know, make sure that you've got like one of the security cameras with a tape running so that if anybody says, oh, touched my child inappropriately, you can say, nope, here's the film from 9 to 9:30 when the kid was there. And notice I am 4 feet away from him.
Okay.
For your safety. And final card. I love it. It's the Hermit card. It's the card of truth. This is what you are meant to do. You have both the compassion and the backbone to make a vital difference in these kids' lives. Not everybody does. Some people are too soft, and some people are so tough love that they turn the kid off. Tough love only works when the kid knows that behind it is someone who is in his corner and wants the best for him. You have that fine line. So I think that you will do supremely well on that.
Oh, great.
Makes sense?
I like that reading. That was an awesome reading. It makes so much sense.
I'm delighted it helped.
especially the part where you're talking about you pull the card and like people who are willing to people, how people will come to you, because that's the whole thing in the field where I'm at now. Certain people are doing it a certain way, and you know, I'm choosing to do it another way, and it's actually with some pro bono work, but also you know, people that are just going to be service, you know, fee for service. And it's interesting you brought up because it just kind of validates how I was thinking.
Look, validation readings are terrific. It means that I'm getting what your higher self has been banging on you to listen to. So
yeah.
I consider validation readings fabulous. Now, what is it that you do now that you're going to be moving into this?
Well, I am a therapist, right? I'm a therapist, and the job that I was at closed down last month, so I was intending on just working there as I built the business up. And so this one is just my own agency that I started up. I actually started it up with another previous coworker of mine, so it's just she and I at the moment. But I'm intending on doing therapy and doing community work and starting up some new programs and stuff too. So I'm just not going to be just confined to as clinician, but some other things I want to do in the community.
That's terrific. Now, let's take a look at the partnership with the coworker. What's her first name?
Her first name is Tamara, T-A-M-A-R-A.
Tamara. Okay. Mm-hmm. Card for you. Card for Ms. T. Card for the partnership, what you need to know and best possible outcome. Card for you, the star card. Kiddo, I don't care if you were partnering with Ralph the Wonder Dog. You're exactly where you need to be. All right. Her card. Eight of Pentacles is interesting. I think she's going to be very good on what I call the detail work.
Mm-hmm.
She's the one that has to get the paperwork done or make sure that the phones are hooked up or whatever. Let her do that. You may be more the visionary. All right. The relationship, the partnership, Page of Pentacles, fabulous card. It's the Vision Quest card. Both of you are going to find strengths, talents, abilities you didn't know you had when you were working for somebody else. You will also spark yourself with ideas back and forth. So that looks really great. What you need to know to make this work? Two of Wands. And that's the guy holding out a globe on my card saying, see, this is my world. And we see somebody with a stick and a hand, but we don't see the face. My interpretation of this is you're going to have to really push it because you're not going to be visible really fast. So think of all the different ways you can get out there and get yourself known. Mm-hmm. Outcome?
Right.
Fabulous. Ten of Cups, at home with self, at home with others, feeling whole, feeling complete. So I think that this is a partnership that is really going to work. You did really well.
Oh, that's awesome. It's awesome. You know, I'm glad. My sister, her name's Betty. She said, call her. And she was like, just call Colby. And I'm glad I did. She says she talks to you a lot.
So does your sister listen or have I read her? How does she know about the
show? She's on Life Conversations Radio.
Betty.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Did her best. That's great.
Yeah. So she's like, call her. And this is so on the money. This is awesome. I mean, I'm glad you did the relationship. I wasn't thinking about doing a relationship, but the detail part is so much like her. My Tamara is so much like her.
The point about business relationships is they're like a marriage. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite quotes from Grey's Anatomy a couple of years ago for everybody who watches that hospital drama. Bailey, who was right hand basically to the chief, was called his work wife because she was. She's the one that runs his life. And when you spend a lot of time at work, your partner is almost like your marriage partner. So I love the fact that my marriage partner is my business partner because he's the one that fixes the computer when it screws up, makes sure that I can get to my shows on time and is wonderfully supportive that way because the rest of it falls on me. So if you can find yourself a partner who really gets what you're about and what the business is supposed to be about, baby, hang on to her, you know, with scotch tape and super glue.
Yeah.
All right.
So, I'm that.
Really glad that this was a useful reading. Oh, it was a pleasure.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure just talking to you. I will be calling again.
Okay. So, 248-809-3474. We've had a couple of calls. We have room for lots more. Meanwhile, I'm going to tell you about something that I did for myself for this 7 year. You might have the same kind of an idea for yourself. I've got a big poster on the wall here, and it's divided up into four sectors: physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. And since I'm into color, I went to find four illustrations for it. And a lot of the Buddhist and Hindu god and goddess posters are just stunning. So for physical, it's Lakshmi, who is the goddess of abundance and prosperity and all the good, healthy things like that. Mental is Ganesh. Ganesh is the elephant-headed lord of obstacles and one of the most beloved of Hindu gods. He's in everybody's house. And everybody, you know, Ganesh, help me get through whatever I need to get through. And emotional, I have a pair of lovebirds. And spiritual and peace, I have a picture of White Tara, the Kuan Yin. And I didn't make up resolutions. I will lose 12 pounds. But I gave myself meaningful things to do. Call forth and create your optimal body without concentrating on statistics. Rest the mind an hour before bed. Allow your emotions, don't judge them, then move on. Everything viewed with right vision is opportunity. So when we come back, if you want to work on some of those kind of phrases for you, for your year, we can do that too. In the meantime, this is Corby Midlight. It's a fireside chat, unexpected tonight, but we are more than happy to be with you. The number is 248-809-3474. And we're doing calls. We're doing it. You are the stars of the show tonight in that we're doing readings for you. We're checking out your year. We're doing whatever we need to do to help you make 2012 an absolutely fabulous experience. We've talked to Rini tonight. We've talked to Tony from Utah. That's New York and Utah. We have 48 more states to go, guys. So let's work on that. I'll share one of my cards with you for the year. And this one is called The Wheel of Great Time. And this is one of the ones from the Secret Dakini deck. All things are ever changing in a state of flux. Yet there are cycles of such activity. Do not let yourself be caught up on the circumference of situations, but concentrate on the center. Burn up past karma by decisive right action, so becoming the ruler of the present and the future. This card indicates success through the completion of a time cycle, an unexpected change of luck for the better. By meditating on the Wheel of Great Time, one can bring fate back into one's own hands, willing the course of destiny. And you know, when you're in a 7 year the way I am in, where it's time to really decide what you're here to do, what is your great meaning, how can you take best care of yourself and the world, that is terrific stuff to think about. Everything goes in cycles. We're in a time right now when it looks mighty scary. But can you imagine what it was like the day after Pearl Harbor? Can you imagine what it was like to hear that Fort Sumter was fired on? Can you imagine what it was like in Boston the day after the Boston Massacre? No one knew, yes, we would have a new country, that the Union would win the Civil War, or that the United States and her allies would win World War II. Yet didn't know. But you went ahead saying, this too shall pass. I'll do my very best right now to make things work. I will support other people who are going through the same tough times. And I will put my faith in God, universe, spirit, whatever you believe in, that we will get through this. That's why we're doing readings tonight, to give you that feel for being able to get through this very tough but fascinating period in the world's history. So after the break, we're going to be looking for your calls at 248-809-3474. This is Corby Mitlide, and you're with me on Empower Radio for Empower Readings.
This heavyweight bout is about to begin. The challenger wears white trunks with a blue stripe, and the champ is wearing, looks like an examination gown from the doctor's office. And from the back, we can... Ooh, that's not pretty. Champ, what's with the crazy getup?
I've got to take care of my family.
Yeah, so?
Well, when you love your family, you got to go in and get those important medical screenings. A lot of potentially deadly diseases could be treated if you catch them in time.
So you wear the examination gown because...
Because I'm a real man. Real men take care of their families and get those tests. Real men wear gowns.
Okay, champ. Good luck. Here we go. The champ's not wasting any time. It's over. This fight is over. Champ, you barely broke a sweat. Any words for your fans out there?
Remember, go to ahrq.gov for a list of the tests they need to get and when to get them.
What was that web address again?
ahrq.gov. And remember, real men wear gowns.
Go to ahrq.gov. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AHRQ, and the Ad Council.
Sassy!
This week's episode, Danger at the Old Well.
Last one to the old well's a rotten egg. Ha ha, I win. Whoa! Ah! Sassy! Johnny fell down the well.
I'm wet.
What, Sassy? You know where Mr. Gunderson keeps his rope? Go get it, girl. What? You'd rather use this time to set people straight about shelter pet adoption?
I'm cold.
People shouldn't be afraid to adopt from a shelter? Because shelter pets are screened for sound health and temperament?
I'm wet and cold!
Sassy, what about Johnny? What? Let Johnny sit in the well until he learns to be more self-reliant? Sassy!
What'd he say?
Sassy is brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org. Remember, adopt!
Have you ever wanted to get your cat back after you lost it? Hi there, I'm Andrew Hoffman. I went on this website called InventNow.org. Then I decided to make an invention of my own. It's called the Lost Cat Magnet Invention. So you can get your cat back after you lost it. Just turn it on and lost cats stick to it. That's a good cat. If your cat was hiding up in a tree, it won't be up a tree anymore. It will be stuck to the lost cat magnet. And sometimes they fly toward you in the air. Just listen to one satisfied cat. See, that's proof. You should go to the InventNow.org website too. But just remember one thing. Don't do a lost cat magnet.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions or just play some games at InventNow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Empower Readings with Corby Mitlide on Empower Radio. Your calls are next at 248-809-3474. 248-809-3474. Now, back to Corby Mitlide on Empower Radio.
Welcome back to Empower Readings. It's Corby Mitlide, and tonight we are doing what I call open mic night. We are doing readings for you the whole night. It's at 248-809-3474. We're going to be pulling New Year's cards. We're going to be checking your number for the year. And we've already got somebody on the line. Laura from Middleburg.
Yeah.
Now, I got to tell my audience, Laura is one of my nearest and dearest. If you have seen me on the road in the United States and some into Canada, she is that wonderful, bouncy, bubbly, curly-haired blonde who will very often smile at you and hand you a brochure and book you in for a reading. So we love Laura. Everybody out in Radio Land, wave at Laura. Laura, what am I doing for you tonight, my girl?
Well, my number for next year and whatever guides you.
Okay, we can do that. So, all right, let me clear this out. When's your birthday?
7/20/57.
Okay. You're in a five cycle, kiddo. Now, a five cycle is what I call the tanks are rolling, take no prisoners, Yahoo lady, go for the gusto, take your risk year. It is a year where things really change up. So you know that next year all bets are off for routine, and there are going to be new opportunities, ways to take the craziness and make it work for you. Okay?
That's good, because it sure is going to be a tough year.
It's a year when a major step forward can take place if you're willing to take some calculated risks and doing a little gambling. Okay?
Okay.
Now, next year is a little bit tough in terms of the sins of the flesh. Too much food, a little too much booze. I know I don't have to worry about sex and drugs with you. You know, I know you. But watch the waistline. That's going to be the toughie. All right. It's a year in which change takes place consistently, particularly in April and May. July is a breakthrough, a time to enjoy life, probably right around your birthday. September can be intense, and October requires some tact and balance in the relationships. So knowing what your work life is like at the Old Stone Fort, all of those months play in the normal rhythm.
Yeah.
So as the whole point is, you know how you a new coworker comes in and you hate it when they constantly say, well, where I used to work, they did this. And it's like, well, you're not there. You're here.
Yeah.
That's how you're going to have to look at work next year. It was wonderful because you're effectively going to be working for a new place next year. It's like nothing that you've seen, but be open to it being okay. Change is tough for all of us. Nobody adores change, or very few. But the way to get through change with a solid equilibrium is just take your hands off the roller coaster and say, fine, put your hands up in the air and scream. You'll stay in the roller coaster. Now, let me pull a couple of cards for you for next year.
Sure.
Got one for the work situation, one for the home situation, one for the family, which is next generations out. So, work situation, it's the Ten of Rods. It's carrying responsibilities, but that's nothing that you are not used to.
Yeah.
Home situation, it's the devil. Now, people out there who don't know tarot very much, the devil card is not Mr. Horns in a Tail, nor is it Jack Nicholson from The Witches of Eastwick. It's something constantly bedeviling you, you know, kind of like the Aflac duck biting your butt. Big, 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 big. So there's just stuff at home that's going to have to be shored up and shored up with spit and baling wire. Your other family, that's where your joy is going to be next year, because the Star card comes up for the kids and the grandkids. So whether there's going to be a wedding, whether there are going to be new babies, whatever it is, that's where your joy is going to be. And frankly, it's going to give you a lot of hope that what we're dealing with is meshugana, which is Yiddish for a mess. But the next generation is going to hitch up their britches, make a difference for us as well as them, and pick up the pieces.
That's good. That's good.
So, anything else that you are looking at?
My sewing business.
Okay.
How does that figure in next year's mix and mess?
Okay. Let's do an abbreviated.
Passion. Yeah.
Yeah, let's do an abbreviated entrepreneur spread. So your card, it's the Three of Swords. You're not going to have as much time for that sewing business as you'd really like to next year. There are other things that are going to kind of get in the way. But the business itself, there are going to be an awful lot of people who are going to want your time. And you'll have to learn to say no without making enemies.
Yeah.
And that will be difficult because people don't like to be said no to.
Yeah, I don't like saying no, but I've learned better.
Good. The brick and mortar location, it's the Two of Pentacles. I have a feeling you're going to work out of your house and actually do some project work either at the trade shows or something like that. There's going to be a secondary location for you. How to market yourself? Now, that's the Ten of Cups card. You know how to market yourself. You're brilliant at it. once people see what you make, they want more of it. So yeah. That is not going to have to be a big push. Clients are going to be people who are walking away from the ordinary and want something different, finally.
Yeah.
Your competition is going to be the traditional, you know, the cheap stuff from China, the stuff you can get at Boscov's, whatever. Because handmade custom costs a little more. It's all right.
It does.
So finances for you. There's, it's the Ten of Swords. There's something that you're going to have to just dump. Whether it is the 18th century stuff or the new sewing that you're doing, one segment is just going to be too much. Maybe it's all of those bolts of cloth that you've got that have to be sold at a fire sale or something. But you can't handle all of it.
Yeah.
What you need to know to make it work, and now, again, it's the Star card, so that means karma. You're doing what you're meant to do more than anything else is crafting with your hands. Outcome for next year, Seven of Swords. Do not let people take advantage of you in this business.
That's part of saying no.
Because they'll play on your emotions.
Yeah. That's all good. Right? Giving me a heads up. I'll keep my eyes a little bit more open. Not quite so gullible.
Good enough.
The forehead.
Good girl. Good girl.
Yeah.
All right. We'll talk to you soon, Laura. Thanks for calling.
All right. Well, thanks. Thanks. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. And we've got Sue from Ithaca next. Hello, Sue.
Hello, Corby.
How are you?
I'm doing okay. Hanging in there. Hanging in there.
Good. All right. Let's take a look at your number for the year. What's your birthday?
Yes, I am. 11-6-69.
Okay. Now, next year for you is a 4-year. Okay. And a 4-year is what I call four square and solid. It is not your creative year, your adventuresome year, your right brain year. That was this year. Next year is the year you're supposed to make sure that your house and your car are in good repair. There's money in the bank and you have a job. Okay. It's the year to be organized and practical. Take care of details. There can be a little limitation and frustration feeling next year, but you have to seize the opportunities, even if it's tough. And there's a lot of work-related travel. This doesn't mean that they're going to send you to France for a symposium. I wish. But you're going to be spending a lot of time in your car. You have to be flexible next year so that you can really grab the opportunities, because it's going to require perseverance, hard work, and versatility. Without those three legs on the three-legged stool, it won't go. If you're considering moving or redoing your home, that's a good year. They have several month ideas for you. January and February will bring an important change, a possible new opportunity. March requires self-reflection and reshaping of your plans. It's a good time to meditate on what you see ahead of you. June brings a new and important step, maybe a breakthrough in your work. October, changes and a sense of chaos, and you may feel a little threatened by the changes on the horizon, but November is going to bring assistance in the form of either a promotion at work or some more financial support. So next year is the year that's really nose to the grindstone for you. It's a time when you can make a difference in the solid foundation for you and your family. So now, do you have a particular question, a card you want me to pull? What's on deck for you?
I don't have anything in particular. I always trust your judgment on how you want to read for me. So,
okay, then let's pull a year card for you, and I can pull a standard tarot. I can pull the Fairy's Oracle, or I can pull from the Spirit of the Wheel deck, which is the Native American. What's ringing your chimes?
I think the Native American, actually.
Okay. For people who don't know this deck, this is the Spirit of the Wheel deck. It was created by Linda Ewashina, and the illustrations are by Jody Bergsma, Jody just does fabulous work, and in my mind is the successor to Susan Seddon Belay, who was a marvelous artist in the 1980s. If you've ever seen those goddess or shaman calendars in the New Age stores. They're probably Susan Seddon Blaze. All right. Your card, Sue. Okay. The card for you is the corn planting moon. And it shows an elk. And the keywords here are balancing energy, honesty, and emotion. And this is a late spring, early summer card. It talks about a time of a lot of energy and enthusiasm, that fears dissolve, that you can achieve great things if you channel this surge of creative energy and balance it with clear direction. So anything you've been doing creatively this year, which has been a 3-year for you, if you want to give it some more oomph, if you want to make it work for you next year, this is the direction. Okay. So it also says the moon teaches you to be honest with yourself and others, because that fosters positive growth for everybody who's involved in any of your projects. So that's important. When things feel overwhelming, remember, slow down, take a deep breath, and think through consequences before you speak. And they have a little prayer with this. Great Spirit, help me to channel my energies in a healthy, positive, and balanced manner, remembering to be gentle with myself and others along the way. Now, how do you see that rolling out for you next year? How does that fit with who you are?
Well, it's interesting because when you were talking about next year being a 4-year and work-related travel, I'm a stay-at-home mom. I'm unemployed at the moment. So I'm not.
You're a domestic engineer and those kids aren't work? Are you nuts?
Yeah, well,
you're going to be driving the kids everywhere.
I don't get paid monetarily from my bosses. They pay me in other ways.
yes.
But I am looking for the monetary compensatory job. And I just haven't figured out what that's going to be yet. So,
okay. Let's talk about that. What are your skills?
I work with my hands crafting different things, whether it's sewing or jewelry or gem trees. Also, I'm a very good listener. There are a lot of people that I work with middle school students, and a lot of them call me Mama Sue because mm-hmm. I listen to them. I treat them like they're human beings. I treat them with respect because I expect respect back. And so that really helps because then, you know, they'll come and talk to me about stuff that they, you know, wouldn't maybe necessarily talk to other adults about. And I like mm-hmm. being able to be there for them and to provide, you know, guidance. You know, go talk to this person instead. Have you thought about this? You know, that type of thing. So that I really enjoy, and that's a volunteer thing that I do. I can organize things for other people. My house? Yeah, okay. No, not so much.
Well, what I'm hearing is the stuff that you do as Mama Sue, that kind of stuff, mm-hmm. and your organizational work, put those two together in some kind of a business, not cleaning up teenagers' rooms. They should do that themselves. But
oh, yes.
Helping the kids organize their lives and their futures and their priorities. There might be a way that you can hook up with an agency that will let you do that and have a great time helping those kids shape their lives. And, you know, you've been doing it for free for a long time. Let's get a little pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay. If anybody hears this crazy scrambling behind me, that is the official radio cat Oswald, who is trying to sit on top of the chair and finding it a little tough to balance when he's as big as he is. So don't worry. Nobody is trying to get in the studio. All right, Sue, I want you to give some thought to that because I know that you are part of my upcoming masterclass.
I am.
And that may be something that you want to focus on. How can you create that career that brings all of you to the fore and gets you paid for it? Because we all love doing what we're doing, but the world still runs on money.
Yes. Yes, it does.
Okay. So that's your homework assignment, and we'll take a look at that in the first class in January.
All right. Sounds good. I have homework.
All right.
Yay.
Yay. Thanks for calling.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. We've got Sheila from Arizona. Hi, Sheila. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Good. What can we do for you, Sheila?
Well, I would like to just have a general reading, if you don't mind.
Have a jewel reading?
No, just a general reading.
Oh, general. I'm thinking J-E-W-E-L, a jewel reading. Gee, I didn't know I did those. Maybe I need my crystals. All right. First of all, let's take a look at your year. When is your birthday, month, and day?
It's going to be January the 18th in 1971.
Okay. Now, next year is a 6 year for you. I'm just finishing up a 6 year.
Awesome.
And a 6 year is what I jokingly call the year of the soggy shoulder board, in that everybody's going to need you. And it's going to be, oh my God, Sheila. And you're going to say, here's the sponge on my shoulder. Take a number. Okay. You're the designated wine bucket spelled with a WH. But 6 years could also be very good for emotions and family, things like that. I know that I got married in a 6 year, and it certainly worked wonders for me. So I highly recommend it. As far as what the caveats go, it's a year when you've got to work to create an atmosphere of harmony and balance. Okay, if you are married or in a partnership, it's often a time when issues surface and need attention. But you're going to have the understanding to deal with these issues pretty effectively. Just apply yourself two ways, with love and with flexibility. Okay, and if there's anybody who is this is appropriate for, 6 years often have births in the family. So your months, May is an emotional month. Filled with both promise and stress in terms of imminent changes. June is a breakthrough and a relief. September brings advancement. October, self-reflection and readjustments. And December, a sense of completion and fulfillment. And if my 6 year is any indication, those are bang on. Okay. Now, in terms of, if you will, general reading, let's pull a year card for you. So, do you resonate more with a standard tarot deck? Do you want to work with that First Nations Spirit of the Wheel deck? Or do you want to go with Brian Froud's Fairy Oracle, which is very much like the British fairy tales and the Wild Hunt? Your choice.
Okay, let's go Oracle.
The fairies. My hello, kids.
Yeah.
All righty. As I explain to people when I pulled it. But these are not what I call your ootsie-cootsie fairies. These guys march inside your head, rip up the floor tiles, and give you homework.
Oh, I know about those fairies.
Okay. So your card for next year, my dear, is the Journeyman. And the Journeyman, it shows a little fairy who is stepping off the top of some bigger fairy's head. And his toes are twinkling like there's moonlight on them, and he's balancing a big ball or a bubble on a stick, so it looks like a hobo stick. And the whole point with the Journeyman is that the Journeyman is right between apprentice and master. The apprentice doesn't know anything and it has his nose in a book, and the master can do anything with the flick of a thought. The Journeyman is ready to step out in the world. He's got all the knowledge, all the theoretical that he could, but he has to go out there and test himself and try himself and find out just how good he can be. And so this card is about adventure and independence and travel and time for you to take the skills that are kind of rough in terms of work and life in general, but make them yours. Make them shine. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's really a year to set up your long-term goals. Even with the world as crazy as it is, and often we feel like, how could we possibly plan long-term anything? If we don't plan, if we don't have hope, then we will sit in the shadows and have a pity pit. When we move forward, it's the difference between want and need. You know, I think that's the way I want to put it for you.
Mm-hmm.
We can want things, but if they don't happen, we have to be okay and move forward. That's the difference between wanting and needing. Okay? Mm-hmm. You can make all of these wonderful new plans for yourself, but don't need them to be absolutely positively there without question. When you are flexible, when you say, well, I was going to go here, but I guess I'm going over here, keep your eye on what you want, not so much every single step that you have to take to get there. Okay? I wanted eventually to own my own house. Now, admittedly, I pictured this, you know, big old Victorian, etc. And I didn't get my big old Victorian, etc. I have this little bitty bungalow, but it's mine. My mm-hmm. name's on the deed, and I'm surrounded by incredibly beautiful country. So your job for next year is to wish for everything. Put your mm-hmm. affirmations out there. Put your plans out there with the caveat or something equivalent or better if that's for my higher good. Mm-hmm. As long as mm-hmm. we don't tie God's hands, he can pull some real miracles for us that are absolutely wonderful.
He can.
So I hope that this was useful for you.
No, you've been a blessing. Thank you so very much. And I also like to thank Betty because on Facebook, because Betty posted to call in, and I usually won't do too much calling, called in for Doreen Virtue, and now I'm calling in for you. And I just want to tell you so very much. Thank you for being here for everyone, because it's people like you that just come out and offer your services to help others. And keep doing what you're doing. Your reading was exactly what I needed to hear, because that's exactly what I am on, a journey right now. So, and I'm enjoying this journey. And so, you know, you have the good and you have the bad, but you have to take those days and keep going, pressing towards your mark. So I just want to tell you, thank you for being so on and allowing Spirit to use you in the way that Spirit has been using you. So thank you so very much.
Well, you're welcome. But I'll tell you, Spirit doesn't use me because I volunteer. I say, do you want to come and play? And Spirit says, oh, baby. But for the rest of it, I absolutely thank you. I'm honored to be of service. That's why we do what we do. And it sounds like I'm going to have to send Betty a box of chocolates or something for telling everybody to call. Betty, we love you.
Awesome.
You're a mascot here.
She is. She's awesome. So thank you so very much. I won't hold you up, and have a wonderful evening, everyone.
Thanks so much. You know, for being a drop back 10 and punt sort of evening, this was an awful lot of fun. This is the kind of, if I could have my wants, if I could write this down as my goal for 2012, my guests are great. Oh, but you're the guys that I love to play with most. So like our wonderful little Saint Betty out there, send your friends, tell them, call, ask for readings, talk. Because if I can make a difference in anybody's life, that's like diamonds and rubies to me. That's what I love. So spend some time this holiday season thinking about what you want to do for 2012. And if you want a full reading from me for the year, all you have to do is go to my website, firethroughspirit.com. You can find it also on Facebook. And we'll see if we can't make 2012 for you an absolutely fabulous year. So until next time, this is Corby Mitlide. You've been listening to Empower Readings. and have a fabulous week. Go and grab your life.